Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
A couple of weeks ago, my wife and I participated in a vehicle parade from Fortuna to McKinleyville, which also passed through Eureka and Arcata. This organized event drew approximately 350 vehicles of various types, including pickup trucks, SUVs, logging trucks, and even one individual pulling a horse trailer. The theme of the event was to show support for the re-election of President Donald Trump. So each vehicle had an array of Trump flags, posters, banners, and American flag attached to each of the vehicles. Some were very innovative and very patriotic. I recall when attaching flags to my truck, we were placing the American flag in a position where it would receive the most observation or view to those passing on the road. My wife had two large American flags. One was made of polyester-type material. The other, which was older, of a very heavy cotton material. My wife did not want to fly the older flag because it was an old flag and somewhat unique in appearance. So we flew the newer, lighter material flag, which withstood the wind, harsh words, and gestures we experienced during the drive. The American flag with its stars and stripes has flown over our country since its inception. During that time, we have added additional stars to the flag to represent states added to where we now are 50 stars, one for each state. Our flag has flown in many places throughout the world and has been a beacon to those who desire the freedoms we have. Many have fled oppression and come to America to start new lives, become citizens, and enjoy the freedom that we as Americans often take for granted. The flag is a symbol of our freedom and should not be taken for granted. Yes, it is made out of cloth and has been tattered, torn, and tread upon at times, but it sure is beautiful. Many decent, hardworking, freedom-loving American men and women have died under the gaze of this flag and have done so knowing that their legacy means something and that freedom will prevail. The Stars and Stripes have endured many conflicts, and during that time it has continued to fly despite attempts to have it fall. The flag is an object, you might say, but more importantly, it represents a symbol and an idea of freedom for all those who call America home. So we must protect that idea, which will not fade or disappoint as long as we support and defend our nation. Sir Edmund Burke was an Irish statesman and philosopher, as well as a member of the English Parliament during our fight for independence from England during the Revolutionary War. He was also sympathetic to our cause and supported the creation of the United States. Burke had this warning for the new nation: those who do not know history are doomed to repeat it. My prayer is that we as a nation heed the words of Edmund Burke and learn from our history, not change it to fit the circumstances. Our country is deserving of our individual sacrifice to keep it strong and unified. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.